Many people are surprised when I tell them that hypnotherapy and hypnosis are very useful ways of managing chronic pain. And actually, it's something that you can learn to do in order to manage pain of any type. And I think the reason why people find that surprising is because there is a common belief that the pain we experience is wholly determined by the site of the injury, the nature of the injury. So, for example, if you cut your finger, that the amount of pain experienced and the type of pain depends on how deep the cut is and whereabout on the finger it is. And that therefore there's nothing you can do using your mind to actually alter that. But the fact is, an awful lot of pain that we experience is actually happening in the perception part, the brain side of the pain experience. And how we experience the pain and how much we can tolerate it is actually determined by our previous experience of pain and the situation we're in at the time and the nature of the circumstances around the injury. So, for example, you often hear of people having quite horrific injuries during farming or during sport or because of accidents. And actually, they manage to do an awful lot despite, you would have thought, the pain. And in fact, in those situations, those extreme situations, there's a type of shutting down from the experience of pain, which can only be done from the brain side. The injury is still as bad and still as deep, and still in the same place. I can illustrate it by something that happened to a friend of mine once. And he was a man with a teenage daughter, and as often happens with teenagers, there was a row going on about one thing or another in the house, and she slammed the door. Well, they lived in an old house, and the door had a glass pane, which was old glass and not safety glass, and it broke into shards. And one of the larger pieces of glass actually cut her arm very badly. It turned out it actually caused nerve damage and all sorts of injuries. So my friend instantly needed to get his daughter to the hospital. And he took her to the hospital and they did various tests and assessed the damage and the amount of work that would need to be done to repair it. And then at the end of all of that, he went back to his car. As he sort of settled back into the car, back into a situation which was no longer an immediate emergency situation, he noticed that his leg was wet. And when he looked down, he realized he'd actually got a pretty serious gash on his leg, which had been bleeding the whole time and soaking his socks and his trousers. Once he saw it, and once he was in a position to be away from the emergency, it then began to hurt. Now, the injury had been exactly the same all of the time, and the nerves hadn't been stimulated just by him looking at it. But the realization that it was there, the realization that now he could tend to himself, had allowed that pain to carry on signaling to the brain and, more importantly, for the brain to start to listen. So there's something that we can do in situations, and usually automatically it only happens in emergencies, which means that our brain can cut out sensations of pain, even from quite big injuries. Now, of course, pain is really important, and it's there to let us know that we need to tend to something. And that's the reason why, when I'm actually working with clients with pain, I insist that they have a diagnosis of the cause of the pain, because I'm not going to take away what might be an important symptom and an important signal for them to get help. But once they know what it is, and once the cause of the pain is either being dealt with medically or they've been told that it's something that can't be dealt with, it's something that they can have medication for, but there's no other treatment, then I'm willing to work with the pain. And very often people don't want the pain removed entirely, but they want to take it down to a very mild level so that they know it's still there because it tells them something, but they don't want it taken away. The way the hypnosis works with pain is we start working together, myself and the client, to change the mind's image of that pain. So, oddly, when we don't think about it, we possibly wouldn't realize we do this, but we code our pain. We tend to think of it as hot or cold, or we might think of it as red and angry or absolutely chilling. So we attribute colors to it. We attribute solidity or softness or whatever. And by changing the way the brain sees that pain, you change the experience of it. And one of the first things that I do with a client is to teach them to change their perception of the pain so it becomes something which the brain no longer recognizes as pain. It might recognize it as a different sensation or a quieter sensation. I also teach clients self-hypnosis, where they're able to use these techniques themselves wherever they are. It takes a lot of practice, and pain is one of the things for which hypnotherapy needs more sessions than for other problems. But it really is effective. So if you or someone you know suffers from chronic pain that's been diagnosed and would like to get in control of it, why not look into hypnotherapy and find out if there's someone in your area who could help?